Pennsylvania is getting older, and health experts warn that could drive a rise in cases of dementia in the decades ahead. Lawmakers, health systems, and families are all grappling with how to care for older adults while preserving their quality of life and independence. So could they look to the Far East for ideas? This is a challenge Japan has been confronting for years. Faced with one of the world's oldest populations, high life expectancy, and a shrinking workforce, the country has adapted its healthcare system, communities, and culture to the realities of aging since the turn of the century. For 90.5 WESA News, this is Designing Dignity, a series that explores some of the most pressing questions facing Pennsylvania. Are we prepared for an aging population? And how can we make sure older adults age with dignity? I'm Kylie Kaczynski. It was an unseasonably hot afternoon in May when Nancy Steinle brought her 92-year-old mother, Patricia, to a doctor appointment at the West Penn Mellon Pavilion. She says sometimes while at home, her mom thinks she's somewhere else.
Mom, there are times when you are confused about where you are. You have requested that I come and take you home. Do you remember telling me that you wanted a ride home?
That's when I was in those cabins that Dad bought. Don't shake your head at them.
Patricia's geriatrician, Dr. Lynn Weinberg, suggests a cognitive assessment screening for early-stage dementia. After about 20 minutes of quizzing, Weinberg asks her what year it is.
The year 40. What is this year? 43.
She looks around the room for a nod.
God, I must have failed that.
Later in her office, Weinberg said the screening was the latest in a series of red flags indicating that Patricia is experiencing cognitive decline. And where families go from here can be confusing.
A lot of that depends on the patient's individual set of circumstances. And when we think about testing, there's always things that we can do in order, but we have to think about, is it going to change our management plan? Is it going to change the outcome? And the tough thing is right now, we just don't have terribly effective treatments for dementia. So we're really focusing on how can we help this person live their best life with dementia? And what does that mean? Because that means something different to everybody.
Experts expect more families to face dementia as Pennsylvania's population continues to age. But is the health system ready for that? Weinberg doesn't think so.
I think it's going to take some kind of tipping point crisis type situation where it will become painfully apparent that we as a society cannot support the needs of the aging population.
Other regions have faced this kind of demographic shift before, perhaps none more so than Japan. Nearly 30 years ago, policymakers recognized that low birth rates and longer life expectancy was transforming the nation's demographics. Today, about 30% of Japan's population is 65 or older, making it one of the oldest populations in the world. Government statistics show the change has also meant a higher rate of dementia. In Kanagawa, Japan, just south of Tokyo, Ayako Anzo found herself in Nancy Steinle's shoes back in 2015. Her mother Keiko began showing signs of cognitive decline, and an MRI scan revealed that Keiko's hippocampus, the part of her brain that controls short-term memory, was disappearing. She had dementia. Anzo is a neuroscientist. She set the course of her research to better understand the impact dementia was having on her mother's brain.
I wanted to accept her, so I want to understand what is happening in her brain and what is left, what is remaining in her brain. So I observed her behavior in home settings.
Over the next 8 years, Anzo said one thing that never changed was the emotional bond she shared with her mother.
I feel her love for me. So, the love exists in her. So maybe she couldn't memorize my job, but how I am doing right now, but still she has love for me. That's enough.
She wondered what else stayed the same. Her research measured how much each region of her mother's brain atrophied compared to someone without dementia. Scans showed that the auditory cortex, which is known to be related to music, was still preserved.
So this is her life history because she loved music, she was a piano teacher, and she was in a choir. So So this is her history, and the history remains even in this stage, severe stage.
After her mother died in 2023, Anzo wrote a book about her observations. She suggests people in cognitive decline can still have very rich emotional experiences. She says science should study not only what is damaged by dementia, but whether there are supportive measures that could enhance what remains. When Anzo began researching her mother, the Japanese government was adapting to the country's demographic shift. The country launched its new Orange Plan in 2015, which sought to create dementia-friendly communities that could allow seniors to age at home in their neighborhoods. The initiative also created a new support network for family caregivers focused on educating and preventing burnout. Nearly a decade later, in 2024, the United States began designing a program with a similar goal for certain people on Medicare, and Pittsburgh's largest health systems are helping to build that program. Weinberg thinks Patricia Steinle and her family could qualify for help. But what does that look like? That's next time. Designing Dignity is hosted by me, Kylie Kaczynski, and edited by Glynis Board. Our executive editor is Cindy Lash. Our digital editor is Katie Blackley, and our theme music was produced by RJ Dietrich. This series is part of a fellowship with the Association of Healthcare Journalists, supported by the Commonwealth Fund.